Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is Renee Lowe, and you are listening to The Queen's Lair. We are a weekly podcast that is directed at small businesses, entrepreneurs, especially women in business, and we are also a branding and event planning firm, Onyx Queen Media. So you can find us on the web at Onyx Queen Media. We are also We did a little redoing of our website as well. We kind of updated it a bit. But you can find us on the web. Our website is www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Welcome. This is Season 7, Episode 5, Overcoming the Fear of Success. Okay. I decided to cover this subject because I have gotten so many questions over the past several weeks of, you know, young ladies who I mentor, and especially the events that I do are centered around women in business. So I get a lot of questions from women saying that they're scared to go into business. They don't feel that they measure up sometimes to men in business, which cripples them. It absolutely cripples them. Anyone who knows me personally, is a friend of mine personally, or just even knows me through doing business with me, knows that I am very much a straight shooter. I'm not the type of person to sugarcoat anything. Sometimes it can come off harsh, and I do understand that. And I try not to come off harsh, but at the same time, I feel like my approach pushes people. And it pushes people to do their best and be at their optimum, you know, performance or whatever it is that they need to do. Now, I don't mean that you're breaking somebody over their back trying to force them to do things. It's not about that. I'll never force anyone to do anything, but I definitely am not the type of person to sugarcoat anything. One of the things that I see so many times, especially with women in business, and I'm talking to my ladies in business because we often deal with this quite a bit, is that we are so afraid to put ideas out there. We are so afraid to speak up on things because we're afraid of what people are going to say. We're afraid to ask for equal pay. We're afraid to ask for, you know, a seat at the table like everyone else. Like, we are not just as valid and just as smart and just as valuable, you know, as any male counterpart. Now, this is not a male bashing session. Let me just make that clear. I have run into many male entrepreneurs who deal with a lot of the same things as well. I think it's more of an entrepreneur thing. There are some people who just have entrepreneurship in their blood, and they just go full force no matter how many times they fail. As a matter of fact, failures actually fuel them to keep going. And then you have others who have the entrepreneur spirit, and they have that drive, but they just don't have the focus. They don't concentrate on things. You're constantly explaining things to them several times. You know, they're not really taking and retaining information. And I find that that makes people very tired. It makes them, you know, very fearful and full of anxieties and all these sort of things that we deal with as entrepreneurs. I know so many entrepreneurs, they're so full of fear and anxiety, it cripples them from moving on in their life and doing things. You know, I've talked to so many people, especially over the past several months, there has been a lot of fear, of course, with what we're dealing with right now with government. A lot of people are not happy, you know, with the presidential administration that is going on right now. you know, well, I should say, has taken over from President Obama. So that has struck a lot of fear into people. It's motivated a lot of people to want to do better, but it also struck a lot of fear in them as well. So my answer to fear is just to face it head on. If there's something that you don't understand and that's going to keep you or hinder you from being successful, ask questions. There's never any dumb questions. But at the same time, when you get the answers to those questions, write it down. Have a little notebook of all of the little things that you have learned. I have like a little notebook that I keep on my bedside table, and sometimes it's not even on my bedside table. It's like right next to my pillow. Like, it's just always a little pen and paper, little pad that I just write little notes down. Sometimes if I don't have that, if my phone is next to me, I'll take up my phone and go into the voice notes. All the smartphones now have voice notes where you can record voice notes for yourself. It's like recording a voicemail, but it's just not going through your voicemail system. Then look for the function on your phone that has voice notes, or where you can record little messages. Even in my text messaging features, I can record little messages to myself. If you use WhatsApp, add yourself on WhatsApp and leave your own self a message on WhatsApp with just little things that you see on television. Sometimes I'm driving, you know, and I'm not able to write anything down. So I will just do the Bluetooth thing to my phone or whatever and just record whatever that little 10 seconds of whatever that thing that I heard on the radio or the thing that I thought that I needed to remember, whatever it is. Jot those little notes down. Record those notes. Keep track of the things that you are doing, because that's just going to lead to more success. I see people spinning their wheels where every year or every few months they fall into the same pothole. If you've been driving down, you know, I don't know, 125th Street, I'm throwing it back to Harlem right now, being a New Yorker. You driving down 125th Street and you know right there on 125th Street where all of, you know, the Dollar Tree and all those other stores, whatever, if you know there's a pothole there, that pothole has been there for 10 years, why do you keep going down that street in that same pothole and then want to complain that it's messing up your car? Better yet, not only do you keep going in that same pothole, but you allow that pothole to continue to be there. You don't do anything about it to change it. So why would you complain about the same thing over and over and over again? Well, I don't know what to do. You know, you're so afraid to speak up about it, and then there's no change. To me, if you are not going to affect some type of change within your own personal situation, I'm not talking about you dealing with other people, with you as an individual, if you look at yourself every day and you are not going to make any changes, then you should just zip it. Don't even have any conversation. Don't complain. You can't complain about things that you don't wish to change. If you want to learn something new, challenge yourself to learn something new. Stop being afraid to learn. Stop being afraid to step out and be like, okay, I'm going to do this. I may not know what in the world I'm doing. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't be fearful of success. Some people are afraid to make mistakes because they're so afraid to fail. But failure is learning, which is only going to lead to success. And if you're afraid of success, then that's a whole other situation. Why are you afraid to succeed? Some people will sit on, and this is another thing that I've dealt with as well. I have a lot of folks that come to me all the time because I brand manage, you know, different types of lifestyle and foodie brands and things. I get people DMing me all the time. I get people sending me emails all the time talking about, I have this wonderful idea. I would love to do this, that, or the other. They may have a product. It may be, a non-tangible idea for a business or whatever it is, or they may have a physical product. So it's sometimes both, okay? These folks will sit on this idea and never bring it to fruition because they are afraid that it's going to be so successful that they won't be able to handle it. Or they sit on a million-dollar idea because they don't want anybody else to get it. I don't want anybody else to take it from me and get it. Listen, nobody is recreating the wheel around here, okay? No one is recreating the wheel. The wheel was created. That's just the way it is. It's the same round wheel, but there are different people creating different types of round wheels, okay? Everybody who has a car, not everybody's tires on their car, everybody's tires on their car are round, but not everybody's tires on the car are the same brand. Every brand brings something different to the table. You could have Michelin tires. You could have Goodyear tires or any of the other brands that are out there. So never sell yourself short and keep staying in this dark place and making excuses for why you don't know. There's no reason why you should not know how to do elementary things. I've said it before in podcasts before. Google is your friend. If you don't understand something, ask questions. Somebody that you know that may be well-versed in it, ask them questions. There's nothing wrong with asking questions. There's nothing wrong with going to Google and saying, you know what, let me try to put this together. There's no reason for it. I've seen people who go into chat rooms on Periscope and all these different places, and they ask the same questions every single week of the person who's doing the presenting, as if they're not retaining any of the information. You know, it's a time suck to constantly be trying to recreate the wheel. It's a time suck when you're constantly living in fear. The time to live in fear has ended. If you want to keep living in fear, then you need to go over someplace else, because it hinders you from moving on into your success. And it could be something so simple. Maybe you letting go of your fear could be just getting up in the morning and doing yoga and stretching, you know, before all the craziness of the day starts. That could be the thing that allows you to just woo-saw and let go of unnecessary fear, because that is hindering your success. It's hindering your success. There is a quote. There is a quote that I think I put this quote up on my Instagram recently, and it said, "Everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear." So we need to overcome the fear of being successful. We need to overcome this mental block that we have from learning new things. If somebody else knows it better than you, jump into action. Pick their brain and ask them, hey, how do I do this? Maybe you need to invest in a business person who gets it. You know, and that way you can, you know, they can be kind of, you know, you can be a sponge and just glean as much information. Sometimes you just have to invest, you know. So overcoming the fear of success is the name of the day. Season 7, Episode 5, Queen's Lair. I'm your host, Renee Lowe. I'm the CEO of Onyx Queen Media. Find me on the web at Onyx Queen Media on Twitter and Instagram, www.onyxqueenmedia.com. Make sure that you are going to join us in the fall for our Pink Leaf Retreat. Information will be released today. PinkLeafRetreat.com. Join us. It's going to be amazing. It's for my ladies in business. Look out for our information. We'll talk to you soon.